Hello, Agape Church and friends. Welcome in to the Building Up Podcast. This is episode number 144. Today we're looking at Psalm 55, verse 22 to begin. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. Love that verse, and it really stood out to me when I was reading it recently because I certainly have burdens in my life, and I think all of us do. Now, a burden, if you look it up, it is literally a load of any kind. So it's something that you're carrying around in your life day to day. Burdens can be a responsibility that you have. Doesn't mean it's a bad responsibility. Doesn't mean it's one that you hate. It just means it's a task. It's a responsibility that you have to get done. Burdens can also be concerns that we have, things that we're worried over, fretting over. Sometimes those worries and concerns are things that are in the season that we're in currently. We have concerns every day, things that we might find ourselves worrying about that we're not sure how we're going to handle. Sometimes our worries are much further down the road. We're concerned about things that have not yet happened but might happen, or things that we know we're going to have to deal with at some point. Those are burdens. Sometimes burdens are a load we're carrying for someone else. We're worried for someone else. We're praying for someone else. Someone else is going through a difficult time, and it's impacting us directly or indirectly. Sometimes burdens are trials that we're having to deal with. We might have a physical trial or a mental or emotional trial that we're having to go through, circumstantially, something that's really hard, and it is a burden. It's a load that we're having to carry. Psalm 55:22 says that we should cast our burdens on the Lord. The way it's written is you should cast your every burden on the Lord. Literally means throw those burdens onto Him. Now, first thing that does for me is causes me to ask, what do I normally do with my burdens? What do I do with these cares, these loads that I'm carrying every day? How do I handle those? You know, sometimes that may be to put my head down and work really hard and make a plan and take care of them. Sometimes it may be to worry, to really worry, you know, to even worry to the point of being stressed over those concerns for the future. We all have different ways that we handle our burdens. And here we're told, cast your burdens on the Lord and He will sustain you. It makes me think of the passage from the New Testament where Jesus says, anyone who is weary, heavy laden, so they are burdened, come to me and I will give you rest. Very similar to what verse 22 is saying, cast your burdens on the Lord. But the passage in the New Testament continues where Jesus says, I will put my yoke upon you. Now, that's really interesting because I think our picture would be Jesus saying, come to me with your burdens and I'll lift them off of you. But Jesus says, come to me with your burdens, I'll give you rest, and I'll do that by putting my yoke upon you, a yoke like the one that goes around the neck of an ox. So Jesus is saying that He relieves us from our burdens by putting a burden upon us, by putting a yoke upon us. That's really, really intriguing. But I think the whole picture there, and I'm not a farmer, right? So, but that picture is that the yoke that would go around the neck of an ox, there would be another ox, another animal next to the bigger one, the stronger one. They would be yoked together. And the way the farmers would typically do that is take the more experienced, larger, stronger ox and yoke them to an ox that was more immature, not as strong. The bigger ox would carry the burden, would be the one to do the heavy lifting, and would direct the course and even teach the younger, more immature animal how to pull the load, how to do the work. I definitely think that gives us a picture of what Jesus does for us and what the Lord does for us when we cast our burdens upon Him. The Word says He will sustain us. in Psalm 55. That word sustain can mean take a hold of you. So I think that's very close to that picture from the New Testament. We come to Jesus and he holds us. He keeps us near to him. He's going to do the heavy lifting. He's going to teach us and lead us and guide us through the load that we're having to carry. But that word sustain can also mean to provide for or to supply for. So again, in that New Testament picture, Jesus is providing for us by doing the heavy lifting, but also we know that there are times we come to the Lord with our burdens and he gives us what we need to meet those burdens. He fulfills them. He provides for us. He takes care of the issue, so to speak. So that word sustain can mean so much. He bears it for us. That's the beautiful picture. We're going to have burdens in this life that we have to carry. And the Bible says that we should bring those to the Lord and throw them upon him. And that picture in the New Testament of Jesus is that he will keep us close, provide for us, sustain us. He will bear that load up next to us, with us, as we abide with him, and he will carry it, not so that we don't have to do the work, but so that that burden does not crush us, does not defeat us. If you keep going in Psalm 55, verse 22, it says, "Cast your burden on the Lord. He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." That word moved means to slip and fall, to be toppled or brought down. So again, such amazing imagery that when we throw our burdens onto the Lord, when we come to Jesus with our heavy loads and he puts his yoke upon us so that he can bear them and teach us and train us and guide us, the promise is he's not going to let us fall down in such a way that we are permanently toppled. He's not going to let us be brought to the ground and crushed by the burdens that we're carrying. He's going to ensure that we have everything we need, and he's going to ensure that the burden does not topple us. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. A righteous person in the New Testament sense is the one who believes upon Jesus. It's not righteousness by the law. It's not righteousness by doing all the right things. Romans tells us, but now there is a pathway to righteousness that is apart from the law, apart from perfect obedience to the commands of God. And that way is faith in Jesus and what he has done. Jesus is the load carrier. He is the one that has come to the earth from heaven, and he took upon the greatest burden that we would ever have, which is our sin. The sin that separates us from God, the sin that condemns us and ultimately would judge us as unrighteous and unworthy to be with God and in his presence, and would sentence us to eternity away from God and under his wrath. Jesus has lifted that burden to all who look to him. Jesus yokes himself to that believer that trusts in him, and he's removed that burden. He took that sin upon his own back. He went to the cross. He was crucified in a death that should have been our own. And then he was raised to new life and ascended back to the Father, and he intercedes for all of those who look to him. So Jesus has taken care of that burden for us when we look to him and we are made righteous. So certainly he's going to take care of every other burden that we have to carry in this life. Because if he's taken care of the greatest one, he will certainly take care of all the ones that are the lesser burdens. That doesn't mean that it's not a heavy load. It doesn't mean that it's not a troublesome circumstance. It just means that if Jesus was willing to die for us to relieve us of the burden of condemnation and sin, if the Father was willing to send his Son so that he could relieve us of that burden. Certainly any other burden that we face in this life, Jesus is willing to carry on our behalf. Psalm 55 continues, "Cast your burden on the Lord. He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, will cast them down into the pit of destruction." So here the psalmist is actually talking about his enemies. He's been lamenting about his enemies in Psalm 55. That is part of the load, the burden that he has. He has enemies that want to crush him to the ground. And so here the picture is, not only can he cast that burden on the Lord and be sustained, and he can be assured that he won't be toppled, but God is actually going to topple those enemies on his behalf. So here's an amazing picture. Cast your burden on the Lord, and God will cast them down. What is the them there? Is that good language? Yeah. What is the them in that verse? It is the burden, the enemy. It's the load that we're having to carry. In particular, it's the crushing weight of the things that we face and that we have to deal with in this life. So we bring the burdens to the Lord. We cast them upon the Lord, and the Lord sustains us, and he will cast down anything that would seek or have the opportunity to crush us and to topple us. And how long will God do this? How often will he do this? Actually, backing up a little bit in Psalm 55, we find the answer to this, verse 16 through 18. "I call to God, and the Lord will save me. Evening, morning, and at noon, I utter my complaint, and I moan, and he hears my voice, and he redeems my soul in safety from the battle that I wage, for many are arrayed against me." That word complaint, it literally means what you would be meditating on. It's the thing that is occupying your thoughts the most. And so here's the picture, as the psalmist says, "I call out to God evening, morning, and at noon." The Lord never grows tired of us casting our burdens upon him. And I think one of the primary ways we do that is obviously prayer. We go before him. We utter our complaints. This is not our criticisms toward God. This is our laments about life and how life should be, and the burdens that we're carrying and how heavy they are. And we can do this evening and morning in the middle of the day. It's just a picture of continually bring your burdens to the Lord, continually cast them upon him in prayer, continually. God doesn't weary of us doing that. He doesn't tire of us doing that. It's hard for us to imagine, because honestly, we can get wore out by other people knocking on our door all the time. God never tires of us. He never does. We can go before him, and he will hear our voice, and he will redeem our soul in safety from the battle that we wage. So whatever that battle is, whatever the war going on, whatever the burdens we're carrying, he's going to take care of us, redeem us, not just the circumstance, but our very souls, the core, the center of who we are, our life. God redeems us and takes care of us. This is just such an amazing picture. I think it's one of the reasons the New Testament tells us to pray without ceasing. Keep going in your prayers always, because God is always there to receive those prayers. Lamentations chapter 3, very famous verse, but it tells us that God's mercies are new every morning. And I love how the mercies are this plural in that Lamentations 3 passage, verse 22 through 26. Mercies, a variety of mercies for a variety of situations. That's how I think of that. And God's mercies are fresh every day. I don't know why I had the picture when I was reading that this morning, but of like fresh baked bread, right? So going to a bakery and receiving the food of the day, the nourishment of the day, what your body needs, but you want it fresh. You want it to be hot. You want it to be where it is. It's not stale. It's not something that was prepared a few days ago that you're getting the leftovers, but you're hoping for the fresh nourishment Well, same thing spiritually. The mercies of God are new every morning. It's just a picture of that fresh mercies for a fresh day, right? God is giving us the provision that we need, and it's always the specific provision. He's not just supplying our needs on a monthly basis or a yearly basis or even just one time. Although he took care of our sin on the cross, that was not the end of the mercies of God. They are new every morning. We have a variety of mercies for a variety of situations. God is always there for us. Verse 23 again in Psalm 55, men of blood and treachery shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. This is a picture, this is a characteristic of a godly person who is walking in spiritual maturity. We cast our burdens on the Lord. We love God and we trust Him. And we love God and we know that God wants us to come to Him with our burdens. He wants us to come evening, morning, and at noon continually. And He will continually sustain us with the mercies that we need for the day. Sometimes He's going to grab that load, and sometimes He may take it away altogether. He may lighten the load. He may change the circumstance. He may give us the breakthrough. Sometimes He's going to strengthen us in the middle of it so that He's carrying it alongside of us. But He will sustain us, and that word sustain means give us whatever we need for the moment, for the circumstance. So the godly person trusts in the Lord enough to take their burdens to Him. If you're a worrier, if you're the kind of person that just frets and you get so concerned about the burdens of life that you sometimes even find yourself paralyzed in fear, depression, cast your burdens upon the Lord. Every day, all throughout the day. If you're a planner, if you're a person that meets the demands of life head on, you're going to plan, to execute, to take care of it. Don't get lost and try to do things in your own strength. The Lord wants you to trust Him, to let Him carry the load, whether you're strong or weak. And the weird, what's the word I'm looking for? I was going to say the dichotomy, but how all this gets flipped on its head for us is we typically think of the weak as being the ones who can't carry their own load and the strong being the ones who can, but the Bible just flips that whole scenario over on its head, upside down, and says, truly, the strong are those who are weak. Why? Because the weak run to the Lord. They know their weakness. They run to the Lord. They cast their burdens on Him, and that's when they find true strength. So when we try to be strong in ourselves, we're actually weakening our lives because we're not receiving the help that God has promised us. And remember, it's loads of any kind. It's not just the things that you think you can handle and then cast onto the Lord the ones that you can't. It's every day going before Him with all the burdens, whether it's ones that you have solutions for in your mind or ones that you don't. You cast all of them upon the Lord because you trust Him and you know that His plans and His power is better than yours, even if you think you have it all figured out. And if you're a worrier, you cast those burdens on Him so that you can have joy knowing that He will sustain you. That's the picture, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So church, let's practice that even now. Evening, morning, noontime, cast your burdens on the Lord. He will sustain you. Thank you guys for being with us for this episode of the podcast. I hope it's been helpful. Until next time, grace and peace to your family.
Thank you for listening to the Building Up Podcast, a ministry of Agape Church in Pinson, Alabama. If you have a question about today's podcast or would like to suggest a topic for the future, please email us, buildingup@agapepinson.com. To subscribe to this podcast, simply search for Building Up from Agape Church in your favorite podcast app. Son, I'm giving you victory.
victory. I can hear a sound.